This week, health officials announced 3 new cases of Ebola in Liberia. One victim has died. And this is a setback and a surprise because barely 2 months ago, the country was declared Ebola-free. Here to talk more about Ebola in Liberia is Michaeline Duclef, editor of NPR's Science Desk and the deputy host for Goats and Soda, NPR's global health and development blog. And Michaeline, first of all, tell us, what do we know about who these new victims are and how they contracted the disease?
So this past Sunday, health officials in Liberia found out that a 17-year-old boy died of Ebola in a small village just outside Monrovia, the capital city. And immediately, like within hours, a big team of health workers, including U.S. scientists, rushed to the village and started testing people for Ebola and tracking down anybody who came in contact with him. And then over the course of the next few days, they realized that at least 2 more people have Ebola, and both of those people have been put into a treatment center. And there's probably a couple more people that have it. They're expecting the outbreak to get bigger. How these people caught it, that is the big question and the big concern. They really have no idea right now where this boy got the virus. And that's a big concern, because if they don't know where he got it, then they don't know if other people caught it at that same source, too.
Does this mean that they don't know if it came from surrounding countries or from within Liberia?
Exactly. I mean, at first there were rumors that he had traveled up near Guinea and Sierra Leone, which both of those countries still have about 10 or 12 cases a week. But those rumors turned out to be false. And actually, there's no evidence that he traveled outside of his community, which is very far from the border of Guinea or Sierra Leone. There's also no evidence that he came into contact with somebody who had come from one of those countries. So that really leaves 2 major possibilities. One is that there's somebody in that region had Ebola and they didn't know it, which is a pretty scary scenario because it means they could be infecting more people. The second one is that he caught it from an animal. Mm-hmm. So we know that Ebola likes to hang out in bats, but it also infects other animals. And a Liberia health official actually said that they're looking into contaminated dog meat as a possible source. The 3 people that are known to have Ebola right now in that village actually shared a meal of dog meat. And so they're looking right now to see if animals in the village are infected with Ebola.
Well, this is incredibly disturbing news because, of course, as we remember, the Ebola outbreak in Liberia so devastated the country practically. So what has been the reaction from health officials?
It's been huge. I mean, this is bad news, and everybody is, you know, kind of on edge about it. But at the same time, they're not completely surprised that there are new cases. Even though Liberia was declared Ebola-free, the outbreak in West Africa was by no means over, and actually is still out of control in some parts of Guinea and Sierra Leone. And so I think that as long as there's this constant source of cases in the virus, they were expecting Liberia to have more cases. I think they weren't expecting it to be such a mystery as to where this virus came from.
Mm. And as you mentioned, even though Liberia had been declared Ebola-free 2 months ago, surrounding countries are still really struggling with this. So has this, you know, put the entire region once again on high alert, on edge?
I definitely think it's putting the capital city, Monrovia, on high alert, right, and on edge. You know, that's where the outbreak really got out of control last October. And, you know, they were reporting like 500 cases a week. But at the same time, you know, the health officials I talked to yesterday, including the director of the CDC here in the U.S., Dr. Thomas Frieden, you know, he said Liberia is a totally different place in terms of its ability to deal with Ebola outbreaks than it was last summer. It has a huge amount of tools and infrastructure to stop these outbreaks. They have Ebola treatment centers, and they have health workers who can take care of people, who can, you know, diagnose the virus. That said, I think everyone is kind of nervously waiting to see if that really happens. Can they stop the spread from these 3 people before it jumps to another village or to another town or into the capital?
Right, especially since they don't yet know exactly how it came back as well.
Yes, and there's always this kind of lingering worry or concern is that it actually never left Liberia. The rural parts of Liberia are really rural and they're hard to get to. And a few health officials I talked to said, you know, surveillance there. So that means like, you know, actually actively looking for the virus is impossible in some parts. And so there could be cases that have kind of just lingered on throughout the country. And again, we'll never really stop the virus until we stop it in both Sierra Leone and Guinea as well.
Well, that's NPR's Michaeline Duclef speaking to us about the recent Ebola cases in Liberia, which had been declared Ebola-free. Michaeline, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.